information that I just read is also on the agenda in Spanish. Hold meeting to order, and Sean, would you record attendance and identify any guests?
Alfred Morikang. Chuck Daggs.
Present.
Claire Grissom.
Present.
Ian Connell.
Present.
J.P. Anderson.
Present.
I'm Ed Kuroga.
Present.
John Flaherty.
Present.
Sarah Hegde.
Present.
Victor Predis Colonia. Attendance is taken. We do have a quorum.
Thank you, Sean. Are there any guests to be identified?
I'm not aware of any guests.
Okay. For board members, Alfred, our colleague, is in Guam on assignment with FEMA. So it'd be a little difficult for him to join us via Zoom, but we wish him well. Calling the meeting to order, Sean, are there any public comments regarding non-agenda items?
There are no public comments.
We'll move to item D, the board chair's opening remarks. We have a relatively brief agenda today, but some important items, particularly with one, and as well as our LCAP, the initial or the part one of our LCAP notification, Boys and Girls Club. I also want to say to the report to the board that we'll begin to call this the chairman's report, because there are a couple of items that are non-agenda items in the future that I think are important to raise in terms of communication and making sure that board members have an initial sense of developments that occur at Navigator and before they may reach the board in terms of action taken, and particularly with respect to what I don't want goes back to my old boss. Norm Minetti used to say, look, I don't want to open the paper and read it. I want to hear about it from you guys. And I think that's a good rule to live by. So in terms of reporting, whether it's matters, I want to make sure you guys don't hear about it in the press and that sort of thing. So in the future, we'll make sure that we're in a report. One of the things initially that the staff is dealing with and that we're working on are some parent issues with respect to one of our schools. We're going to work on those things and make sure, as JP knows, and as Ray's parents are an important and critical part of the Navigator community. And we want to make sure that we're in constant appropriate contact and we're talking amongst ourselves about what we can do to improve our communication with parents. So we're working on that. If it rises to the level of board interest, we'll let you know. And that concludes my remarks. We'll move to item E, and I'll hear a motion to approve the minutes from the April 4th meeting. Do I hear a motion?
Ian, so moved.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Claire will second.
Thank you, Claire. Any corrections, amendments, or discussion about the April minutes? Hearing none. Sean, would you call the roll to approve the minutes for April 4, 2023?
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
J.P. Anderson?
Aye.
Emmett Kuroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Sarah Hegde?
Aye.
The motion is unanimous.
Sean, we'll move to section two, open session part one. I mentioned during my remarks that we have one very important item And this is it. That's why it's at the top of the agenda. It's item A, a resolution before the board of recognition of Sharon Waller on the occasion of her retirement. Mm-hmm. Maybe the most important thing we do this evening. So we all had a chance to look at the resolution. All of us, I'll recommend no amendments. Otherwise, we'll be here on at night, all night, putting in more great stuff about Sharon and her and what she's done for the kids in the community in all of our schools. So does anyone have a motion to approve the resolution before we open it up for comments?
I mean, I motion to approve.
Okay, I have the honor of seconding the resolution, and we'll open it up for discussion. Any board members?
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for the work that you did this year. I got to know you this year, and you work with both my son and daughter, and they love the speech courses class, and I really appreciate all you did for them and for the Merge and Hayward Collegiate and everybody. Appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. your children are delights. You know, I've told you that. I feel like I was I gained.
Love to jump in. Sharon, I feel like it was many, many years ago that we met and had a meal and talked about this petition for this school in Gilroy. And I think about the butterfly effect a lot. Like, you know, things could have gone drastically different for so many families in Gilroy, Hollister, Hayward, and Watsonville, but they didn't. They went a different way. And I think that you are so much like you are the wings, right? In this analogy where the ripple effect has been so tremendous, and it's been a number of years just watching this organization grow and thrive. And, you know, you were that original butterfly along with James, and just wanted to kind of reflect back on that moment, because here we are so many years later and like, look at all the amazing work that's happened. So, and so much of that is due to you. And so thank you for everything you've done.
Well, thank you for the kindness. I think the butterfly wings have magnetic dust, because it's quickly became a beautiful, a swarm of beautiful butterflies together. So couldn't have done it without your help too. I appreciate you inspiring me early on.
Hey Sharon, it's JP. I also want to thank you on behalf of my son and my daughter, who my son has now moved on to GECA and has finished his freshman year. He's now going to be a sophomore. My daughter is going to be going into seventh grade this year. And from day one that we stepped on campus, you've been a light for all of us. And but my kids always spoke highly of you, and you know, you will definitely be missed. So thank you for my kids and for me personally and my wife also. Thank you for everything.
Well, thank you for sticking with us, JP, being a parent and then serving on the board. I appreciate your service and your kindness through the years. You've always been greeted me so kindly, and what a delight and pleasure to get to know you more over the years.
Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you so much for all of the work and that you've put in over the years. I think Navigator is where it is today because of you and others that took it from an idea, to Shar's point, to a reality from zero to one. And what a legacy to leave. You know, thousands of kids now have opportunity to have, you know, high quality education that they would not otherwise have. And we are all here because of, you know, the work you've done and standing on your shoulders. So, you know, feel good leaving it in our hands. We will try to continue on and carry on your vision in so many ways, but just want to thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Ian. I mean, it's on the shoulders of folks that you work for and work with that helped us and believed in us. Otherwise, we would have had to mortgage several houses to do this work. So it was so delightful to meet all of you guys, and again, know that you believed in the dream and helped us make a reality out of it. So thank you. You know, wonderful team.
You've clearly, as you can tell from all these comments, been a real inspiration for all of us. And I just would like to thank you for your leadership. Leadership really matters. You took this bull by the horns and led us to this point. And it's clearly made a difference, to Ian's point, in the lives of a lot of families and a lot of children who now have an opportunity that otherwise they wouldn't have realized.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. And thank you for the work you're doing on our team now to help us go further, faster, if that's possible, and even better.
Okay. Before I call a vote, I just want to say, Sharon, when the Watsonville newspaper was giving us a really hard time, I was asked by Kirsten to write an editorial and started to write about the narrative of Navigator and how it started with James and Sharon in a parking lot talking, and Sharon talking about her grandmother at the Watsonville department store, which is at the lunch counter and now our school. And it is an arc as one of her heroes, Martin Luther King, says, the arc of justice moves. Sharon's arc is from the department store up to making a difference with kids that are like the kids of Jaime, JP. And I know if Nora was here, she would say the same thing. So our former board member. So Sharon, you've really made a difference. And personally, thank you for being so patient with me listening to me when I was probably could have done things better. So thank you.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for your leadership and also for listening to me. And we're part of the same family and working towards the same ends. And thank you for bringing a different perspective and a different quality to the work that I just appreciate all of you, and I'm so grateful to have had this opportunity. And yeah.
Well, you'll always be part of the narrative. So thank you. And Sean, would you call the vote for adoption of the resolution recognizing Sharon on the occasion of her retirement, please?
Dr. Eggs?
Aye.
Greg Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Emma Kuroga?
Aye.
John Faraday?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you and congratulations. Moving on to item B, the public hearing for the proposed LCAP plans. The board is conducting a public hearing concerning the proposed LCAPs for Gilroy Prep, Hayward Collegiate, Hollister Prep School, and Watsonville Prep School. Protocols for public comments were listed in the notice section of the agenda for the meeting tonight. I would start off any discussion by simply saying that the board has the LCAP material in its materials for this board meeting. They'll be available again. This is probably one of the more important documents that the board has or receives from staff and on behalf of the organization. So please, in addition to the time that you've already taken on it, please take a longer look and come with questions and comments at our next meeting. In the meantime, is there any discussion, additional discussion having to do with the LCAPs?
Can I say something, John? I just want to say that if as you're going through them, please don't be shy about sending me any edits or any suggestions that you see before we actually approve it on the 20th. And that way I can incorporate it all before that meeting. So if you're going through and you're like, oh, wait a minute, please don't be shy about it. It's always a work in progress, that LCAP.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. Good advice. Any other discussions or discussion points, suggestions, recommendations? Okay, hearing none. We will move on to item C, the Boys and Girls Club proposed memorandum.
Officially close the public
understanding. Oh, right. Do I need a vote for that? No. I will officially close the public hearing for the LCAPs for all four of our locations. Okay. And then we will now move on to C, the Boys and Girls Club, the proposed memorandum of understanding. This is to approve the MOU for the Boys and Girls Club in Silicon Valley for the provision and extension of summer services this year at Gilroy Prep School and Hollister Prep School. Do we have any, do I hear a motion to approve?
This is Claire, I'll motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
JP, so move.
Thank you, JP. Discussion about the MOU. I will have one point to talk about, which is over the course of the summer, we plan to look at whether or not to take the after-school services in-house. And I know staff is going to take a look at that and whether or not that would be a net positive or whether or not we should continue with some organization like the Boys and Girls Club. There have been some press stories with respect to the leadership of the Boys and Girls Club of Silicon Valley that personally give me pause, and I'm happy to talk to board members about that. It doesn't affect our services, but it my concern is that it reflects a strain in the overall Boys and Girls culture of Silicon Valley. We'll come to that, but I just want to serve notice that we'll be coming to that at some point, perhaps early fall or late summer.
Can you share a little color around your concern?
Yeah, I would just commend board members to take a look at a story having to do with eBay on 60 Minutes. Had to do with corporate behavior, and that it has a connection to the Silicon Valley Boys Club, a leadership issue. So it's something that gave me pause, and I don't want to go much farther than that because it's, I would guide you to public sources and simply say that. And as I said, I would have raised it in more detail if I believed at any moment it would affect the services that our students receive during the summer program. They don't, but we'll look at it accordingly. So is that helpful, Chuck?
It is, thank you.
Also, San Jose Spotlight, the online newspaper is another place. Okay, that's all I have. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, Sean, would you call the vote to approve the MOU for the summer sessions at Gilroy Prep and Hollister?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
I'm Mick Roga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Star Higday?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Okay. We'll move to the next item, which is the Navigator School, item D, the Navigator School board meeting schedule. The schedule is there. We'll see that schedule goes till June of next year, June 18th. I presume it's been reviewed by all of us and moving forward. There may be some movement on the board retreat date, but we'll when we know that, we'll let you know right away.
John, just as an FYI, so this is for informational for today.
Yes.
With a goal that we would approve it next week and next week's meeting on the 20th. So if there's any conflicts that people identify between now and say Thursday or Friday this week, we could maybe still tweak it if you think that's okay. The only other thing I want to point out is that there's a long time between the 20th and August 29th. So we may want to have a placeholder for one meeting in July, like towards the end, just in the event there's some, you know, a need, or either that, or we just do it as needed. We could pull as needed, but
I think we'll pull as needed.
Okay.
And if everyone could take a look at this and be prepared to discuss it, if there's any conflicts, we want to accommodate you. Any questions? Okay, hearing none. Next item is section three, the adjournment. Before I call for adjournment, are there any comments for the good of the order? As Kirsten and Myers' old boss would say. Hearing none.
John, if I could just say a word or two.
James.
Yeah. Yesterday we had a principal's retreat, and it took me 5 minutes to get going. Sorry, sure. And I couldn't speak up a little while ago either. Thought I had it together, but clearly I don't. Again, I just want to thank you for being my best friend, a great spiritual friend as well, and the most inspirational academic leader I've had the pleasure to work with. And thank you for everything. And that goes way deep. Sharon and I will have completed 25 years knowing each other in August of this year. And it's,
wow.
It's rare you get a chance to say something or have someone so dear in your life. And she's going to be a grandma any day now too. So
yes,
it's just a special time in her life. And thank you.
Thank you, James. And you know, it's ditto. You've been a partner in crime, and I can't talk anymore.
There's always time, Sharon, to change your mind.
Well said, James. Okay, do I hear, Sean, would you call the vote to adjourn?
Did we have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, we do.
I'll second.
Claire seconds for the record.
Okay, thank you. Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
AP Anderson?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shar Hegde?
Aye.
The motion to adjourn is approved.
We'll adjourn the meeting in honor of Sharon and with gratitude for James's comments. Thank you, everybody. Good night. We'll see you on July 20th.